Wow.
It's eerie.
Chlamydia.
Oh, God.
You know what's scary? Scratch my ass, okay?
All right, you could take me back to the woodshed and give me a spanking.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Remind me, I got to build a woodshed.
Hey, bring the poop knife.
I love this. We're like aliens.
Oh, yeah. I know. Can't wait to mock.
Elvis Duran.
There's some strange people out there.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
What is this, a Wednesday?
Yeah.
It's Wednesday, September 25th. Happy birthday to my schnauzer, Max.
Happy birthday, Max.
Happy birthday, the love of my life. 12 years old today.
Wow. Remember, almost a teenager.
Remember when he came into our lives?
Yes.
Little Max.
I do.
You know what else today is? One hit wonder day.
It is.
Oh, nice. You know, every once in a while a song comes along that you love, you like.
Yeah.
They don't come out with another one.
That's right.
That's about it. I'm about to play Max's favorite one-hit wonder.
Okay.
In a second. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
Hi, Gandhi.
Good morning.
Buenos dias, Señor Nate.
Buenos dias. Honey.
And there's Diamond.
Hi.
Didn't give me a hug this morning. Where my hug?
Oh, yeah, you're
where
right.
Where my hug at?
I'm coming.
Hey, Scary. Welcome to the day.
Hello.
Scotty B. Love you. Scotty.
I'm here. Hi.
Hi, Froggy. Hello,
hello.
Froggy.
Hello.
Froggy, do you have any favorite one-hit wonder songs?
He's not, but yeah. Vanilla Ice, Ice, Ice Baby, one of my favorites.
He's not a one-hit wonder.
Technically, yeah.
Pretty much so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I don't even remember when the song came out. It was a long, long time ago.
Oh, Lynn, Steal My Sunshine.
Steal My Sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have sunshine here today?
No.
See, it's a perfect song. Someone stole it. Anyway, welcome to One Hit Wonder Day.
I was lying on the grass a Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was thuds, all lazy buds, all twisted around the beat. Uncomfortable on 3 feet deep. Now I'm fuzzy there from not being there on a confusing morning week.
Doing now? Anyone seen Len?
No, nope, I have not.
Len! Can we look it up?
What is
Len? Can you do a search for Len? L-E-N. Where is Len? Steal My Sunshine. Len's probably like a multi-billionaire hedge fund person.
They're in different places.
Oh, Len is
it
a group.
It was a group, a Canadian pop band.
Okay.
One's a publishing, one's in publishing, one's a producer.
Oh, okay. Wow. So they're living a good life.
That's good.
Well, thank you for that song, One Hit Wonder,
Len.
Anyway, it is One Hit Wonder Day. Just thinking about it. All those one hits that those people had. Who wanted to hear Ice Ice Baby?
Froggy.
Yeah. That was One Hit Wonder.
Remember Snow in Foma?
There you go. There's a one-hit wonder.
I took the boom room down. I didn't know the words.
And good morning to producer Sam.
Hi.
I missed her on the list a second ago.
I've been holding my breath for like 7 minutes.
What did you have for dinner last night?
Ooh, it was like a spicy rice noodle stir-fry dish. Mm-hmm. It was delicious.
We had pizza and sushi and Indian food.
What a combo. Yeah.
I know. We went kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, Colin. Welcome to Wednesday. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing okay, man. Good to talk to you. So, Colin got to work a little early today. Thought he'd just try his luck. Spin the wheel. Roll the dice. And try to call in to be the first caller of the day. And you are. Welcome to the show, Colin.
Yes. Thank you.
I love that name, Colin. Some of my best people in life are named Colin.
Oh, wow. Colin.
It sounds like a rich name.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you from a very wealthy family?
Not really, no.
That means yes.
Yeah.
Rich Colin. Well, Colin, what is your day about today since you got to work early?
Today, just going in, doing what I do on a day-to-day basis. I'm working at Lowe's, and then I volunteer after school with a group of kids who write music for the environment, and that fills up my day.
Colin.
That's cool.
Yeah, what a cool life you're living. Yeah. And what you're doing for other people is just very, very nice. We love you.
Thank you. I love you guys.
Well, Colin.
I listen to you guys every morning on my way in and everything.
Well, thank you so much. And we love Lowe's. We love, you know what? Nothing turns anyone on like a brand new Lowe's. That's what Froggy says.
Right.
Like. So when will you stop going to Lowe's and have to find a new one? I mean, you can only go to one for like a month and then you have to find a new one.
Well, it doesn't mean, you know, when they build a new Lowe's, you got to go check it out. I mean, you have to go see what does the new Lowe's have that your old Lowe's doesn't.
But, Colin, aren't they the same when they open up Lowe's?
I feel like some are the same, but, again, there are probably everything the same in there, but just different prices, maybe more sales.
You know what they should do? They should do like Target does. They should open up Super Lowe's where they have a grocery store.
Oh, or something for me, because that's the only store my husband goes to where he asks if I need anything because he knows the answer is no.
There you go. Well, Colin, you are the first caller of the day. I'm glad you got in. What do you have for our friend Colin?
Oh, for Colin, we got a $50 Wendy's gift card for that breakfast burrito.
Oh, I love the breakfast burrito, Colin. Oh, my God. Love it. And thank you.
I never had that from Wendy's.
Well, it's time. It's time, Colin. And thank you for listening to us. Hold on 1 second. There you go. Colin doing some pretty cool stuff. Are you there? Are you still there, Colin? I don't understand this phone system.
It's a Wheatstone.
Oh, it's a Wheatstone. Oh, of course. All right, let's get into the three things we need to know from Gandhi. Let's get on with the day. What's going on, Gandhi?
All right, sadly, Marcellus Williams has been executed by the state of Missouri. He was put to death by lethal injection yesterday evening, shortly after the U.S. Supreme Court denied his request for a stay of execution. The 55-year-old Williams was found guilty in the 1998 stabbing death of newspaper reporter Felicia Gale. He spent more than two decades on Missouri's death row and declared his innocence until the end. The prosecutor's office that convicted him objected to the execution. The DNA found at the scene did not match his, and black jurors were excluded from the original jury pool. Close to 200 chemicals linked to breast cancer are used in food packaging and plastic utensils. Yeah, don't use the plastic utensils. A new study shows that 76 breast cancer carcinogens from food contact materials can be found in people. Researchers reported their findings in the journal Frontiers in Toxicology. This comes as rates of early onset breast cancer in younger women are now increasing. And finally, the U.S. Postal Service is restarting its free at-home COVID-19 tests offer by the end of the month. The program will allow U.S. households to order up to 4 COVID-19 at-home nasal swab kits. The kits will be available while supplies last. The U.S. Health and Human Services Agency, which oversees COVID testing, has not announced an exact date for ordering to begin. As Elvis has COVID and coughs his heart out over there.
Coughing my COVID up.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you, USPS, for the free test.
Yeah.
Maybe they can throw one my way. Are you ready for Wednesday?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, lady.
Come on.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Frasier
Nature is back. Dr. Crane is ready to turn his attention to nobler pursuits, giving back. Stream the new season now exclusively on Paramount Plus. Head to ParamountPlus.com to try it for free.
For decades, the mafia had New York City in a stranglehold. But the murder of Carmichael Conti marked the beginning of the end.
It sent the message that we can prosecute these people.
From the minds behind the acclaimed television series, listen to Law and Order Criminal Justice System on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart Radio app and search Law and Order Criminal Justice System and start listening.
Radio, music you should know, featuring Paul Russell and Meghan Trainor. Slip in.
Why don't you love me? You said I'm funny. Guess not enough, babe. Cause I keep on slipping through you. You want a girl, man. You want a wedding band. Girl, that's in your. Cause I keep on slipping through your fingers through my hair. You like to braid it. Sleeping on my couch, all in my clothes. Said you want a man just like me, baby. Oh, but I know someone out there pretty close. Cause your mama love me, and your daddy too. Can you please just tell me?
Ghost me, leave me on red. Well, I'm the one who's waking up in your bed. I'm the one you brag about to your friends. So why can't I call you my man? No, don't you dare be wasting time. I need you to stay, won't you be mine? Cause your mama loves me, and your daddy too. Can you please just tell me what else I gotta do?
Why don't you
Meghan Trainor custom stations with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
So the same.
None of this matters. Dreaming of Saturn.
Indeed, their all-in-one platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credit. I'm Bernie Viter with Total Traffic on Z100.
New York City weather.
Mainly cloudy today with possibly a few showers in the afternoon. Highs around 68. Tonight down to 63. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds. High 75. Chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Right now, 62. Z100.
This report is sponsored by Judy Justice.
Hello? You gotta get your story straight. What an idiot. Get it through your noodle. Don't give a rat's behind. That's baloney.
A new era begins.
And I'm just getting started.
Judy Justice.
Check Judy Justice out in New York on CW.
Wake up, rise and shine.
Elvis Duran. In the morning when I'm driving, morning commute. I love it.
100.
Oh, hey.
button here. Here we go. We are back!
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Storms are coming. There's Froggy sitting there in Jacksonville. You're saying this afternoon is when the storm arrives in Jacksonville?
Actually, tomorrow afternoon. So the worst of the
Tomorrow afternoon. Sorry, I messed that up.
Yeah, the worst of the weather is going to be tomorrow. Right now, it's currently Tropical Storm Helene with a 65-mile-per-hour sustained wind. They're expecting once it passes the Yucatan Peninsula there that the water temperature is like 88 to 89 degrees in the Gulf. It's just going to intensify quickly onto a high Category 3, low Category 4 storm. Will make landfall in the Bend of Florida there where it kind of turns to the panhandle tomorrow night around 6 o'clock.
Mm. Wow.
Wow.
Jeez. Yuck. Helene. Here comes Helene. I was reading somewhere yesterday where a woman's dad is getting married to some lady named Helene. No. He's getting married to a new woman. Her mother, Helene, hates her dad.
Uh-oh.
And now Hurricane Helene or Storm Helene, Helene is going to totally screw up their wedding.
Oh, boy.
The mother is still involved.
She's getting her wishes.
Yeah. Here comes Helene to mess up dad's wedding.
Yep.
Good news here in the room, though. I brought you some fresh corn.
I can't That's wait. Nice.
Who wants corn? I know how to do it in the microwave, and it's perfect.
Oh, I'll have some.
Well, we only have three cobs. You guys enjoy. Yeah, I'm good.
I can chop those
suckers
in half.
Yeah, chop them up.
Also brought some, beautiful, perfect for the summer season, some fresh peach blueberry pie.
I can't wait for that. I'm going to have it with my coffee here in about 2 minutes.
Close to where I live, Melick's Farm Stand, they bake their own pies. When you walk in just to buy a healthy tomato, you can smell pie.
Oh.
So you get healthy vegetables and pie.
Yay! that's two things out in the country that you always find. A corn stand and a pie stand.
Melick's does it all together.
And so many times they do the honor system where they have stuff on the side of the road and they have like a little thing where you leave money for the corn or the tomatoes and the eggs. And I'm like, what? Whoa, in the Bronx, this would never go
down. I'll tell you the story. So out where I live, they have, if you want eggs, whatever, you just leave the money in the can. Yeah. You take the eggs. So our friend Rosanna Scotto, who's from Dyker Heights, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
She said, look at what they're doing over there. I went, what are they doing? You just put your money in the can, take the friggin' eggs. She said, I don't have any money. I'm going to take the eggs. I said, no, you're not. I said, you're not coming to my beautiful farm country and stealing from these hardworking gardeners and farmers.
That's so
funny. She wanted to steal stuff.
When they do that honor system, does it always come out even?
I don't know. I heard actually you get more because people leave.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. If you don't have change, you just leave it. Right. I can't even leave Halloween candy out in my part of Jersey on the porch without the kid down the block stealing the whole bucket.
I know.
Do you know who does it now that you have a ring camera?
I know who it is.
Yeah. Oh, really? Well, go kick his ass.
I know who it is.
All right, well, let's get into the horoscopes. Hey, producer Sam.
Hi, my dear.
Who are you doing your horoscopes with?
Elvis, will you join me in the horoscopes adventure?
I would love to.
Thank you so much.
let's see. If it's your birthday today, you share it with Donald Glover, Will Smith, T.I., Mark Hamill, and Teddy Swims.
What a day.
Wow. I know. I would love to have dinner with T.I., Mark Hamill, and Teddy Swims. Anyway, Capricorn, don't be afraid to ask for help. It'll allow you to accomplish more goals. Your day's a 7.
Aquarius, if a new idea jumps up today, just go with it. You need to act on the unordinary. Your day's a 10.
Hey, Pisces, say yes to new opportunities. You might not be in the mood, but you'll thank yourself after. Your day's a 6.
Aries, reconnect with your childhood interests. It'll help you move away from this period of languishing you're in. Your day's a 5.
Hey, Taurus, sometimes emotions can only be resolved if you let them out. Stop suppressing everything you can, and your day's a 9.
Gemini, just because it isn't happening for you right now doesn't mean it won't in the future. So hold on to that hope. Your day's a 7.
Here's an idea, Cancer. Stand up for someone that needs a hand. Your strong suit isn't the same as theirs. Your day's a 9.
Leo, insights can guide you to make better decisions. Look back in order to move forward. Your day's a 9.
Yo, Virgo, measure twice and cut once.
What?
I'm not talking about farts, Danielle.
That's what I right away thought. Frog, you know you thought farts, right?
I did, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is a thing that the carpenters do. You measure twice and cut once so you don't make mistakes. So, anyway, Virgo, measure twice, cut once. Don't screw up a project by acting too hastily. Your day's a 6.
Hey, Libra, you need to trim the dead weight. Let go of the person or thing that no longer serves you. Your day's an 8.
Hey, Scorpio, you are your own worst critic. Get out of your head. accept the love from around you. Your day's an 8.
And finally, Sagittarius, things you once believed are not always true. Consider your new outlook. It might be the right one. Your day's an 8, and those are your Wednesday morning horoscopes.
Excellent. Let's get on with the day. Hey, coming up, I want to talk about what we did last night.
Okay.
We had such a great night with Gandhi and a lot of incredible, incredible people. Amazing event you invited us to last night.
I love you guys for coming. Thank you so much. So
love you.
And I've never sat front row at a fashion show.
And we didn't know what to do with our hands.
It's dangerous, right?
It is dangerous.
With our drinks.
Yeah, I almost got kicked in the head by a breakdancer.
Yeah.
It was insane. Anyway, great night. And I want you to hear the story because it really was very moving. And Danielle, what else do you have coming up?
Lance Bass is saying, yep, we got some NSYNC action on the way. And Jelly Roll makes his acting debut.
Excellent.
Our friend Tommy D'Addario hosts I've Never Said This Before. It's a podcast where he interviews our favorite actors and artists. Tommy, who's on the podcast this week?
Hey, Elvis. I have actor Lucas Bravo on the show, who is currently starring in the 4th season of Emily in Paris. He is opening up about if his character should have a happily ever after with Emily. You do not want to miss it.
I've Never Said This Before. New episodes every Tuesday. Listen on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For decades, the mafia had New York City in a stranglehold. But the murder of Carmine Galante marked the beginning of the end.
It sent the message that we can prosecute these people.
From the minds behind the acclaimed television series, listen to Law and Order Criminal Justice System on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart Radio app and search Law and Order Criminal Justice System and start listening.
Yeah.
Let's rave.
And here you were. You were gonna come to me.
And here you are.
But you better choose carefully.
Cause I'm
capable of anything. Of anything. And everything.
Make me a
Bye.
Duran and the Morning Show.
So the invite from Gandhi was, it was very simple. Hey, I'm walking in a fashion show for a great cause. Do you guys want to go? And I said, okay. So Danielle and I said, absolutely.
Yeah.
Then I started finding out more about what this night was about last night. And it went even beyond how great I was expecting it to be.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to explain everything? Because it's just incredible what you did last night.
Aw, that's so nice of you. Well, shout out to the Verma Foundation, because this is all them. Natasha Verma on Fox 5. She had cancer. She was diagnosed with cancer years ago, and she lost all of her hair, as a lot of people do when they're going through chemo and radiation and all of that. And she was really upset about it because, you know, it's hard, as I know, to lose your hair. It's sad. And it's just difficult. So wigs are hot. The things, the toppers, they're hot. So she came up with cap wigs, which is just a baseball hat that has hair, real hair, hanging down from it. And they look amazing.
They look amazing.
Real human hair.
Real human hair. You can style it. You can do stuff with it. And it keeps you from being so hot and sweaty. You just pop it on, pop it off. You don't have to spend all this time trying to fix your hair after you've lost it, which is tough enough on its own. And now you have all these other challenges. So she created these cap wigs, and it was a catwalk yesterday. So people, the models were people who had all gotten through cancer or are currently fighting it, and they lost their hair, and they were walking down the runway with the caps on, and they looked so great.
And at the end, they took the caps off
right.
to show how beautiful they looked even without hair, right. and it was very emotional.
It was a very moving, you're right, it was a moving, was emotional night.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you or someone you know has been hit by cancer, and I think that's all of us, we've all known someone, if not us.
Yep.
You're like, okay, wow. The courage to get up there and say, hey, you know what? One of the many things about cancer with some of these treatments, you lose your hair. And someone could be like, oh, it's your life. Who cares about your hair? Well, no, it's not that simple. Mm-hmm. Your hair is a lot of your identity.
Oh, for sure. And Natasha is Indian, just like me, and there was another Indian woman who also walked, and we were talking about how, you know, Indian people specifically, they put so much stock and value in their hair. We do that. It's not great. It's not the best thing, but we do. So especially, you know, when you get hit with this, it was a multi-layered, damn it. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And if you're going through life and death situations, like cancer.
Yeah.
You know what? Just add the loss of hair to the list of things. It's like, you just want to be normal.
Yeah.
And part of not being normal is losing your hair during chemotherapy or whatever. Anyways, but last night was just so moving. Nicole Miller, by the way, she is a designer. She's been doing fashion design for many years. She's, I mean, one of the biggest titan in the fashion industry. Mm-hmm. And you guys were all wearing her stuff last night. She was there.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't believe I'm in the room with Nicole Miller. I mean, she's huge.
It was so cool.
Yeah.
It was so cool. And I will not say what you did, but thank you for what you did yesterday.
I'll say what I did.
It was so awesome.
I was like, as soon as I heard it, I was like, I know who that is.
They were auctioning off lunch with Nicole Miller.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God, my mom and a lot of women in my family, they've had Nicole Miller in their closets for years. I'm like, oh my God, she's sitting right there. And Gandhi and all these wonderful, wonderful people are wearing her stuff tonight. It was all beautiful. And I had an opportunity to, okay, so we're going to go to Nicole Miller's showroom in her offices, and we're going to have lunch with her. Mm-hmm. She's going to mix up martinis. She wants to come to Jingle Ball. I'm going to get, she said, because I can get better tickets than Bob Pittman.
That's so funny.
And he's so funny because he turns to me and he goes, watch this. And then he bids on it, and he outbid the guy like two seats from me, and the guy came over to us and goes, yeah, congratulations. Because he was not going to outbid Elvis. It was not happening.
It was such a moving night. And I was expecting something great. I was not expecting something over the top fantastic.
So nice.
Thank you so much for inviting us. Give everyone the information. Because these hats, it's something as simple as a nice, really cool cap.
Yep.
And then the hair is connected to the cap.
And she said you get to pick the color cap you want. You get to pick the color hair you want, the length, the style, everything.
If you know anyone, a woman, a child who's going through whatever makes them lose their hair, to be able to pop this thing on and not even give it 2 seconds thought and walk out and feel great about yourself, What a fantastic idea. And they don't make any money off this thing.
No, all they give them away.
The proceeds go right into making these things. Yeah.
You can buy it for somebody if you want to, but you can also apply and just get one if you have lost your hair. Yeah. And Elvis, what you did yesterday, you gave so many people these cap wigs. So thank you, because that's amazing. It's really, really cool.
So awesome. How can people look this up?
You can go to vermafoundation.org. It's Verma, V-E-R-M-A, foundation.org. And you can see all the different styles and the different hair colors and the hats. They're actually partnering now with a lot of teams nationwide.
Yeah, so the Jets were there.
Jets, yeah. Yep, they had. And we had a lot of celebrities yesterday walking people down the runway.
Rosanna was there.
Rosanna Scotto. Mm-hmm.
A lot of football players were there.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who did I sit next to?
You sat next to Devin McCourty.
Yeah, Devin, he grew up listening to our show.
Yes, he did.
He was like, cute. He sat down. We were like, look at this little cutie over here.
I'm like, he's like, Elvis, I used to listen to your show when I was a kid. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so old.
No. There were so many people who were like, oh, my God, Elvis and Danielle. Oh, my God.
And then we
listened to them all the time.
We almost got kicked in the face by breakdancers. That was awesome. They had these breakdancers that were performing.
Almost killed us.
They were awesome. And at the end of it, the guy comes over. He goes, hey, I hope I didn't kick you in the face. And we were like, no. He's like, yeah, we took a real chance up there, but we did good. I said, you did great.
Yeah.
Oh, they were awesome.
It was awesome.
Oh, no. I could feel the rush of the breeze from his foot running right past my nose.
It was so cool.
When I was watching them practice, I was like, this is wild.
Yeah, what's up, Froggy?
You met Devin McCourty, man. He won 3 Super Bowls with Tom Brady. That's pretty awesome.
Yep. That's all that matters to you, Tom Brady. I sit right next to him. The nicest guy.
That's so awesome.
I met so many celebrities. I met him. I met Nicole Miller. I met
BFFs with her now.
I know. Best friends.
Oh, Diamond's favorite football player of all time, Solomon.
Diamond.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You should see him in pants.
Oh, that man is fun.
I bet you'd love to see him out of pants.
Oh, yeah. When I was telling Elvis, I was like, yeah, Diamond loves... Is Thompson? Solomon Thompson?
Thomas.
Solomon Thomas. I was like, Diamond loves him. And Elvis goes, oh, the first one that walked with the nice butt? Oh.
Look at that. 10 out of 10. You would have loved it last night. He would have left that girlfriend of his for you, I'm sure. All right, Danielle, let's get going. Anyway, thank you so much. It's It's Verma Foundation, V-E-R-M-A.
Yes.
That was awesome. You looked beautiful, and you did great. I love you guys. I'm posting you on the wall.
And then, there's more to it. So it was late at night when not late at night. For us, it was, 9:30 when it ended?
Yeah. Yep.
So what did we do? We went out for dinner.
Uh-huh.
Went down to Tamarind, had some Indian food. Didn't get home
delicious.
Till late.
It was so good.
Fantastic. Anyway, okay, now, Danielle.
Good night.
Daniel, go.
All right, so let's talk about Lady Gaga. You guys know she has been like kind of giving us a little hints that something's a coming. Well, she is releasing an album this Friday called Harlequin. It's a 13-track companion album to the new Joker movie.
Wow.
And she's very excited about it. Titles like Smile, The Joker, and That's Life. And it's unclear if any of these songs are covers, originals, maybe a mix of both. But we know that we're getting it.
We heard part of one earlier today. It's Gaga. Come on.
Yeah, she's amazing. Jelly Roll, he made his acting debut. So if you happen to watch the second episode from this season of Tulsa King, you probably saw a familiar face because Jelly Roll made his acting debut across from Sylvester Stallone. Now, Jelly plays himself. And in the scene, he's walking through a crowd, and then he stops to meet Sylvester, who accidentally calls him Jellyfish. Here's a little piece. Do we have it?
Yes.
Okay.
In three.
Here we go.
It's hard work, but you know, you got good benefits.
Yeah. And we also get a lot of cool stuff people leave on the floor after a concert.
Got it.
Speaking of, I got to go in here and tidy up right quick.
Are you a singer? You're not going to try singing, are you?
I mean, how hard can it really be?
This guy's a little delusional.
There he thought go. He was a janitor, by the way. Oh, that's what that whole thing's about.
It's so typical.
Yeah. So Lance Bass has hinted that, we got some NSYNC action on the way. He said it is not a Las Vegas residency, which how cool would that be? That would be pretty damn cool. But he says, we are actually talking. He was telling this to Entertainment Tonight. And he said, Joey Fatone just said there's no formal plans yet. But Lance said we are definitely talking. So we'll see what happens. The 11th person has accused Diddy. They have come forward. I don't know if you heard the story yesterday, but it was really brutal. Her name is Thalia Graves, and she talked about a brutal sexual assault in 2001 by Diddy and his bodyguard. She accused them of drugging, restraining, raping, and filming without her knowledge. So, yeah, it's getting worse and worse. And by the way, Diddy's not eating in prison now. And they're saying the reason he's not eating is the food is disgusting. Well, we're so sorry that the food is disgusting. We get catering for you. Should we bring in the catering?
Poor guy.
I don't think so. And they're also saying that he's worried that people might poison his food because, when he's in there, if maybe there's someone working on the inside, you never know. What's that face, Nate?
What, Nate?
Isn't the food bad enough? I mean, seriously, the
food poison may make it taste better.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
maybe
like
the perfect spice.
You never know.
Arsenic.
And are you excited about this Megalopolis?
Yes.
Movie?
Oh my God,
okay, well,
Megalopolis.
They're wondering if it's going to do anything. They're thinking the Wild Robot is going to win the box office this weekend. But this Megalopolis, it cost $120 million for Francis Ford Coppola to make it, and he took the money out of his own pocket to make it. And they're saying that it might earn, they think, $5 million this weekend. So that's a loss so far. The Masked Singer, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, they're all back. The Floor, you've got, and Chicago PD. And Everybody Still Hates Chris is on tonight. You've got Inside Out 2 on Disney Plus. It's streaming.
So
if you didn't see that, make sure you see that. And that's my Danielle report.
So speaking of Danielle, I can't believe you're doing it another year.
I'm so excited.
Don't say what it is.
Okay.
We had so much fun doing it last year. We're going to do it again this year. If you're wondering what we're talking about, it's all coming up in like 15 minutes.
Ever wondered what we look like?
Do you think I look inbred?
I do.
Follow us on Instagram at Elvis Duran Show. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Frasier is back. Dr. Crane is ready to turn his attention to nobler pursuits, giving back. Stream the new season now exclusively on Paramount Plus. Head to ParamountPlus.com to try it for free.
For decades, the Mafia had New York City in a stranglehold. But the murder of Carmine Galante marked the beginning of the end.
It sent the message that we can prosecute these people.
From the minds behind the acclaimed television series, listen to Law and Order Criminal Justice System on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart radio app and search Law and Order Criminal Justice System and start listening.
Not working hard. Yeah, right. Picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. Took my life from negative to positive. I just want y'all to know that. And tonight, let's enjoy life. Pitbull, Naya, Neo. That's
tonight,
right.
I want all of you tonight. Give me everything tonight. For all we know, we might not get tomorrow. Let's do it tonight. Queen and make love to you endless. It's insane the way the name growing, money keep flowing. Hustlers moving silent, so I'm tiptoeing. So keep flowing. I got it locked up like Lindsay Lohan. Put it on my life, baby. I make it feel right, baby. Can't promise tomorrow, but I promise tonight.
Excuse me, and I might drink a little more than I should tonight. And I might take you home with me if I could. Yo, girl, what I'm involved with is deeper than the Masons, baby, baby, and it ain't no secret. My family's from Cuba, but I'm an American. I don't get money like secrets. Put it on my life, baby. I make it feel right, baby. Can't promise tomorrow, but I promise tonight, darling. Excuse me, and I might drink a little more than I should tonight. And I might take you home with me if I could.
Tonight, I want all of you tonight. Give me everything tonight.
somebody sexy, tell them, hey, give me everything tonight. Give me everything tonight. Give me everything tonight. Give me everything tonight.
Excuse me, excuse me. And I might drink a little more than I should tonight. And I might take you home with me if I could tonight. And baby, I'ma make you feel so good tonight. Cause we might not get tomorrow.
Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Announcement coming up. Not yet.
Okay. I'm not pregnant.
On an unrelated note, speaking of Danielle, is she doing her haunted house again? Oh my God, I gotta go there this year.
Oh, wow. I know a lot of people were saying that they should have gone last year.
Maybe so good last year.
I wonder.
So last year, Danielle hosted her Hallow Scream.
Yes.
At Blood Manor downtown here in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
It was our first one.
I couldn't stay in character, though, because we were the makeup was just flawless, and we were in this beautifully done haunted house. Blood Manor's the best.
Oh, yeah.
And people were like, oh, come on, Elvis, can we get a picture with you?
I'm
like,
I'm
trying to scare you.
But you know, I did not break character until like the end of the night, and people kept trying, and they were like, wow. I'm like, uh-uh. It has not happened. This year, I mean, if it happens this year, then maybe.
Anyway, not related to that, a big announcement on the way.
No.
Hey, how's this peach blueberry pie? This stuff is, oh my. Mellick's Farm, every year, the peach blueberry pie, my favorite.
There's some point in your life where you appreciate the crust more than the filling. I'm at that age. That is a banging crust.
I've been loving crust since I was a kid. Anyway, you just try it. You love it?
You know, the peaches in it, it's so super fresh. It's like they just came off the tree.
Well, you know, they grow their own peaches. They're not using the canned stuff. No. I know a lot of people love it in the can, like Scotty B. Scotty B, yeah, they use real fresh peaches.
I thought it was like, you know, they were going to use Del Monte cling peaches in the big heavy syrup can. But no, these are fresh. No.
Froggy, you should fly up for this pie.
I'm on the way.
Very good. Anyway, we're still kind of glowing from last night's event, the Verma Foundation cap walk.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It was so good.
You know, I was thinking the whole time, I wish my husband Alex would have been there, pardon me, because he went through chemotherapy. He lost his hair. You know, I was thinking about what these strong women who were modeling last night, what they've been through, what they're going through, and what they may still have to go through.
Yep.
You know, rolling through cancer. And what an incredible idea. Just put a cap on. It's got hair already on it. You're ready to go.
Yep.
And you would think, oh, that sounds a little too simple.
Yeah.
You know what? Isn't it funny in life how the most incredible things that move us forward are always, the answers are always there. Mm-hmm. It's always a simple answer.
So simple and so easy. And I was blown away by how good they looked. Because when you say a hat with hair, it sort of sounds like a costume. You know, like you have those hats that have the dreadlocks on it, and you're like, right, okay. Right, yeah. Which I actually got your husband when he lost his hair.
Yes.
I sent him one of those. But these look so great. They look really, really good.
Wow. Anyway, what are we doing here? We have a game coming up, don't we?
Yeah.
Are you working on one?
Yeah.
It's not done yet, though, right?
It will be done in the next commercial break.
All right. Well, what are you working on?
One Hit Wonder Day, baby.
Yeah, it is One Hit Wonder. Think about that One Hit Wonder in your life. Have we come up with a list of others other than the one I started with, say?
Yeah, I got them in my head.
Oh,
wow. If only we could get in there. Anyone know the combinations of Scary's head?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, my God. Wow. Hey, today is National Lobster Day, Danielle.
Oh, great.
See, Danielle hates seafood, but one time I sat there and watched her eat lobster, and you loved it.
So we had a Z100 birthday party, and no, Christmas party, and it was at Windows of the World, which used to be in the World Trade Center.
Yeah, top floor.
And it was an amazing party, and the lobster was delicious. I had never had it before. I ate the whole thing. And then I said, yeah, but I don't like lobster. And everybody's like, but you don't make any sense. You ate the whole thing. You said it was good. But now you're back to you don't like lobster.
Yeah, you're kind of
weird.
And
I have in my head that I don't like it.
You're just weird.
I don't know.
It's okay. You don't have to like it.
I know.
But, you know, lobster, now people they consider it a luxury item because it's so expensive. But back in the day, that's what they fed prisoners.
Yeah.
Because that's all they had because it was so cheap to, like, harvest all these lobsters.
Those luckies. Lucky duckies.
Exactly. Anyway, so if you have a chance to have a little lobster, maybe some bisque, maybe a little roll, lobster roll.
I told you guys that story about my poor son because we used to visit the lobsters at the grocery store in the tank. And then when there were less lobsters, he would be convinced, oh, Mom, people adopted the lobsters.
Yeah.
When he was little, he was so excited. Until we went to a barbecue at a friend's house and everybody had a lobster on their plate. And then he goes, Ma! You lied to me.
No,
they don't get adopted.
Well, he was just into lobsters. Can you imagine going to a barbecue and there's like cats on the grill?
Oh,
like,
my God.
I love little kitty cats.
I don't want to go to that barbecue.
What's up, Scary?
I believe we are a couple of weeks away from stone crab season.
Ooh.
I think the first 2 weeks in October, because I look forward to that.
I love that. I love they can just rip a...